Song has started. The reason Ata Kislacham es Hashir Azois. How did this nigun begin? The nigun began with this Peladik Rashi. Rashi somehow is convinced that throughout Shas we seem to paskin. Thank you. We seem to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. He proved it based on a Gemara in Psachim, based on Rava's statement in Psachim. He proved it based on the Gemara, the stum of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that Abai and Rava seem to be holding fundamentally in their premise. Like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that min b'mino is worse, is more severe, afilu be'elef lo batel. So first of all, we challenged yesterday the Gemara Psachim, Thursday the Gemara Psachim. We brought out some Shitas that held that you don't have that Girsim Psachim, which would be a wild, wild situation, that one would even say by Chametz Pesach that it's batel b'shishim, and it's not batel b'mashu, which Rabosai is not dead lahalacha. Or Shechter was telling me that his father, Zichron Levracha, had some shilas. I don't remember the details. He was the Rav involved in some hospital, and it was before Pesach, and they didn't take care of the chametz. And this is really nogeya for the next sugya that we're going to do, which is chametz asim mashu, is going to be geshmak. The last sugya we're going to do before the bechinah, everybody says chametz, and it's such an important sugya for Pesachim, all these shilas. But he had the shila that I'll try to get the details for. Basically, they didn't clean up the kitchen before Pesach, and there was like chametz tikka dishes, and they used the dishwasher on Pesach. So the shaila was, can you rely on bittul b'shishim for Pesach? So they used this Rabbeinu Tam, this girsa, this bahag that Schultz didn't like, which I don't blame you, but based on a girsa, they use it as a snifla hakel. In this situation, never will a Rav rely on this lechachila, but if you're in a shasad chak, it is important to remember that which we assume chametz asur mashu is not unanimous, and some have a different gears than that Gemara, which is fascinating, the she'iltas that we discussed. So that was one way to reject Rashi. You don't have a Gemara himself, and it's just not the case. And that which Rava connects to Rav, that's for sure you don't have a Gemara. He doesn't connect it to Rav. Rav or Yehuda, that's all out, la locha. No one holds like that. Good? Fine. What do you do with the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? There's no gear cells over there. There's no shilas over there. So that is where the Shach comes in, Rabbi said. Comes along the Shach, commenting on a Ramah. What was the Ramah? The Ramah says, okay, at the end of the Sugya, Rabbi, we've been learning Mim Amino, Mim Shino, Amino a lot. We've been differentiating between Sveikus, when something spilled, are you dealing with an Issa D'Oraisa, are you dealing with an Issa D'Rabbanan? If you know that there's Rov there, even though there's no Shishim, could you be Mako? Everybody said, right? That was the original Rashba. The Rashba says at the beginning of the year, what's the difference if it's Mim Amino, Mim Shino, Amino? Since we paskin like Rabbanan, that Mim Amino only needs Shishim, Midi, Rabbanon, excellent. So therefore, if you know that there's still rove in the pot, so even though there's no your suffix shishim, you could say it's a suffix derabbanon lakula. Masha'en kein, if you have what? Mim b'she'eno mino. So that's a what? Even if you know you have rove in the pot, since you need what? Midaraisa. You need shishim pashtas midaraisa. Tam keiker pashtas is deraisa. So therefore, says the Rashba, there's nothing to be makel about in a case of nishbach, in a case of suffig, and therefore you got to be machmir, right? Good. Just one question. What's mim amino, what's mim shein amino? At the end of the day, like, maybe it's time to talk about this. How do you define your terms? What's mim amino, what's mim shein amino? Okay, if anyone can't answer this on the question, you are done on the test. Okay, what's mim shein amino, what's mim shein amino? Well, says the Rama, very simple. Mim b'mino is based on the grocery aisle, is based on the package, is based on what it's called. Is it eggs? Eggs with eggs? Good. Is it pastrami with pastrami? Good. Is it beef with beef? Good. Is it chveis? Give me something else. Fish and fish? Good. So beef and pastrami, if it's called different things, so then that would be mim b'sheinu mino. Good.
What about dam?
Green apple and a red apple.
Dam and dam is dam.
But we have
Dam, Sarin, Dam, Par. But that's the Gemara says Beferish is Mim Amino. That's the Gemara's Raya. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Raya. The Mim Amino is Lobato.
They're referring to it as different things.
Okay, they're from different animals, but Dam is Dam. That's the prototypical case of Mim Amino. What about chickies with chopsticks? That's Mim Amino.
Those are different, but they're both apples.
Fruity pebbles and golden pebbles.
Oh, so I don't know.
Sweet potato.
People call that.
He called it a green apple.
People, yeah, if you call it green apples. Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
You're not going to have that because it's going to be nicker if it's apples, right? We could see the difference. It'll only be nafkamina if you shredded it up. and you now and it's now in the Taruva, so it's not. Obviously, everybody say all of this is situations where it's not recognizable. We hold if you have a Taruva of apples over here, you have a Taruva of whatever, and I could just take the Isser out. No one in their right mind is going to say that there's Bittul in such a situation. Good. Comes along the
even like rice.
So if they're different, according to the Ramah, it's good. The Ramah says it goes Basar Shema. It goes based on what it's called. So if it's different, Rabbi Yisai says the Shach, I don't understand this. This is apikorsis. Says the Shach, I was screaming my head off about this. Right? Tigman gave me such a hard time on Friday. He couldn't sleep on Thursday night about this. What? It's true. It's MS. What's going on? How can you say this? So what? They're called the same thing. In fact, the Shach, there's Treif Tam inside that cholent. Inside that bowl. Inside that pot. Your soup has treif. What are you talking about? What happened to Tom? Tom. What's going on over here, Frek the Shach? So says the Shach, oh, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to say, yeah, but the Ramah had a Gemara. Which Gemara, Bosai? Gemara Navod Azar. Gemara Navod Azar says that Rava goes Basar Shema. So therefore, Rava's just quoting that Gemara La'alach, right? Says the Shach, did anyone learn Chulin Sadi Zayin? Did anyone learn? I know. No one does the big fat Taisus, says the Shach. Because we're scared of the big fat Taisus. But says the Shach, all he's doing is quoting a Taisus, Rabbi Say. Says the Shach, there's a Taisus that's defending me. Says Taisus, when Rabbi Nutam rejects Rashi, and he says, don't think that there's any Gemaras that are assuming Wa'alocha, even within Abaye and Rava, to Paskin, Mim B'mino Lo Yibatel, he says what? He neutralizes that Gemara in Avod Zarah. He says that Gemara in Avod Zarah is what? Is a Chumrah in what? In Yayin Esech. So of course, yeah, that's past Tom. That's situations where it's already Batul B'Shishim. And Afal Pichin Chazal said, by Yayin Esech, can we rely on Shishim? No. Just like by Chometz, we can't rely on Shishim. A Chumrah. In those areas that Chazal said, we don't follow Shishim, then what? Then Abaye and Rava say, okay, so what do you follow? How do you define your principles? Is it Basar Shema? Is it Basar Tam? But that's all assuming what? It's past Shishim. So there's no Tam past Shishim. Zok the Shach. Don't ask me kashas from Avodah Zarah. Myridik. That's Nathan. That's what you asked me. What Tosis means. Tosis says, oh, those are Chumras in Avodah Zarah. What did Tosis mean? He didn't explain. Says the Shach, I'm going to tell you what Tosis means. There's assuming that Gemara, there was Shishim there. So Mamela, you're never going to get into what issue? Tam. So that's a limited halacha of where we're going to talk about Rabbi Yehuda, where we're going to talk about Bim Amino. But that's not a source to what? To say that you could pass like Rabbi Yehuda and call it Tarakula. That's what Tosis is arguing with Rashi. And the Shach is saying that's not a source that what? You can use that to define your principles. And now tell me, Treif is not Treif. And Tam is not Tam. That's crazy. Says the Shach, this Ramah is wrong. I don't pass like this Ramah. And Gehendik. Undone. Shoyim. Yeah, Yosef. What's the Tam? No. The Gemara there is talking about what happens if this falls into this. So there are two different items, both in the Yayin category, but they have different taste. Got it? So that, do we go Basar Shema, Basar Tam? But says the Shach, it's all assuming within Yayin Esef that what? That you're Machmir in terms of the Bittul, it's not Nesin as Tam. That's the Shach's complaint, Rabbi Yisai, and the Shach makes a lot of sense. Rabbi Yisai, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, and you see, Rabbi Apfel, what was that Sif that we just read to you? That I just read to you? Sif Beis? I think Sif Beis. Turn to Sif Beis, Schultz. Read me Sif Beis, where it says you have Min Bimino and Min B'She'eno Mino.
Not here, not in the Sariba?
No, maybe Gimel. Sorry.
Tzadiches?
Tzadiches, yeah. The next Sif.
Is that the one where you take it out?
Sorry, Beis. Beis in the Hemshech.
Aval?
Yeah, go. Guys, listen up.
What's that? That's the
famous Rashba. If it's Nishbach, even if we know there's Rov, since there's no, we don't know that there's Shishim, so that's a Safek, Deoraisa. And therefore you gotta be Machber. Good? Says the Machaber, not so fast. What happens if you have a different case? This is the Rashba that I quoted. Rabbi said, before I have Schultz read this, let's read in this Gemara again. The Gemara called, does anyone remember what it was called?
Salik.
Salik. The Gemara says, within Rabbi Yehuda.
Yep.
That holds Min Bimino Afilu
Ve'elef Lai batal.
Rami Ovirovi. Excellent. Rabbi Isai, what's the din? What's the din?
Says the Gemara, if you have Mimimino and what?
Chain Omino. It's not such a simple Taruvus, okay?
You have a lot of Mimiminos and you have a lot of Mimichain Ominos, right?
So according to Yehuda, if I just analyze the pot over here and one of these circles is treif, so then I would say even if I have shishim, it's a problem or it's good?
It's an isser.
It's a problem. Excellent. Good. Now what happened? The Gemara says, no, but you don't have such a simple Daruvis. You have a cholent. Right? We take all the leftovers and we put it into one pot, right?
One
we
shame.
Put it onto the, what?
Cholent is one shame.
No. There's different things in the cholent. One item that's good. One of them is usser. No. Trust me, I know what I'm saying. It's a cholent. Okay? There's a cholent in this pot. Okay? There's one item that's usser. There's one potato that's usser over here. There's one piece of meat that's nevela meat. And now it's cholent that's now with other potatoes that are mutter or other pieces of meat that are mutter. Right? One geshechta meat, one nevela meat. Right? What's that? It's min memino, right? One had shechita, one didn't. Look at this as piece of meat. And this is potatoes. Okay? Cholent. Good. So now you have a min memino. Ubisha'en omino. Zok the Gemara, fascinating Kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda says, what?
Saleg,
which means he holds bittel kashishin. How does he do that? He removes the mino.
And then Mimele, he just makes it as if it's just a tarovis
of Mimisha'en omino, which Rabbi Yehuda's masking that you say bittel kashishin. Good?
Saleg. It's there.
One sec.
Right. No, that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Yeah, but what's already there?
Gemara says you break it down into two steps.
You say this is already batal. It's kamisha eino. Okay. And then the mela, all you have is.
Yep.
You're right. But it's also an asarav and eino mino. So why are you telling mino versus eino mino? Rabbo say that's not. If the fact that if it was a Chiddush in Rabbi Yehuda, a Gemara in Rabbi Yehuda, this Gemara I could accept. Listen to what the Rashba says. This Gemara is lahalacha. Even if you hold like Rabbi Natam and Rabbi Yehuda never makes a lahalacha. Rabbi Yisai, listen to what the Shulchan Aruch says. Now are you reading? V'im.
V'im nis'arev v'mino v'she'eno mino v'nishbach v'inyan she'en yachol en lam v'lal v'shoro.
Stop. 1 second, Aryeh. Stop. So now ignore these X's, right? Now I'm not in Rabbi Yehuda's world. What happened over here? I have a taruvis of mim b'mino u'b'she'eno mino. What happened? It spills. Up until now, if I would tell you, if you have mim b'she'eno mino, it spills. I know that I have rov, but I don't know that I have shishim. You would have told me from the Rashba, you would have told me what? What the Shulchan Aruch just says, this is the raisa, you got to be machmir, right? But if it was just mim b'mino, what would you say, Avery? You would say, Schultz? It's mutter. Why? Because you have rov there, and shishim is only need the rabbanon. Listen to what Ari is about to read. Go.
Avinoda Shahaya Robo Heter Mimenu Rowan as Sheino Mino Kilo Eno Vashar Mino Rabba Alav Mubakla.
Does everyone know what Arya just said?
Yeah.
Says the Rashba. You have Mino, this is the Isser, let's say, this one apple over here, or whatever, this circle over here, that's the Isser, the rest is Heter. Okay? You have Mim Bimino and Mim Sheino Mino, right? It's Nishbach, it's spilled. I don't know that I have Shishim, Eni Odua. Sheyesh Shishim, but I know Yadua Sheyesh Rov. So what would you tell me if I just had this klal? I would tell you up until now, if it's Mim Amino, it's Mutter. If it's Mim Mishen Amino, it's Usser, right? So up to Rashba, no, why not? Why? Take the idea of Salik,
make it as if the Eno Mino is gone. Kilo. Now how do I have? I just have Kiyu, I have a Taruvus of Mim Amino.
Frekt Avi Bahar, Frekt the Shach, Frekt the Marashal, Frekt the Taz. Are you joking me? Bishlama, you want to say this in a Gemara by Rabbi Yehuda that says this lagabe his chumra of mimimino lo batol. So now I could rely on what? I could rely on shishim and not say my additional chumra to say afilo be'elef lo batol. Ignore the mino and just say mimbishen mino and it's batol what? It's batol b'shishim. But what's the mechaber doing over here? He's saying more than that. He's saying I don't even need shishim. I can ignore the what? I can ignore the what? The tam. How's that possible, Avi Maharas?
The metzias is there. You can taste it. How do you say saleik on such a thing? That's why all the notes that Kalim say, the machaber is wrong. But Rabbi say, a machaber said it. So now I have two kashas. I have a kasha on a Ramah. How do you say mim b'mino l'bato baser shma if there's tam over there? And I have a similar kasha on the next machaber. The machaber says, you could say saleik when it comes to a min b'mino ube eno mino. What in the world happened to tam? And the shach is l'shitas.
Wherever Rabbi Yisai said, Rav Soloveitchik, a fascinating Chiddush Lalacha, to explain all of this. The year is starting. I want to introduce you to the following content.
It's called Bittul B'Shishim.
So we've assumed up until now, you know why you need Shishim? Yeah. Because Chazal figured out that as long as there's tam, as long as there's taste, it's aser. And the one thing that we're focused on in all of our shailas, in all of our kashras, in all of our issues, is tam, 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 tam. How do you eradicate tam? Chazal figured out there's a metzias. If you have 60 times the tam, it's aser. Good? But what's the nekuda, what's the focal point? Is there tam or is there no tam? Maybe that's not so simple. Maybe not everyone agreed to that. Maybe, just like I have halacha when it comes to rov, that you follow the majority, so too Chazal used tam as just a shear of what's called a din bittel. But what do I need over here? I need to eradicate the iser. And what is the shear of rov when it comes to heating up things? When it comes to a taruvis, a liquid taruvis, things that are lach belach, that are not recognizable, what's the shear of the din bittel? It's not sufficient with a majority. Here we're going to have a higher level of rov. What's going to be the shear rov? It's going to be shishim. But it's shishim was used through Chazal, tam was used to figure out what the shear of bittel is. But what's the focal point when I'm talking about bittel? Its point is to be mevatel, the etzem, Isser. Rabosai, anyone remember a Rambam? The Rambam says, by Mim B'Mino, you want to nullify, you want to eradicate the Isser, ad sheyovad be'otzem miuto. You want to get rid of that Isser, that's what Bittul Barov does. Okay, happens to be Shishim, Chazal figured out the shear of the Bittul to get eradicate the Isser is through what is usually Nesinas Tam. But it's not Tam-based. It's called, the Rav said, a chiddush in din bittel. That's why you need shishim. Not because of tam. If that's the case, said Rav Soloveitchik, what would be in the following situation? You have shishim. But I got something. Rabbi said it's very halacha l'maisa. I have something that has a very strong taste. You know why? It's coming up. It's what?
Onion.
Garlic. No, not now. Onion and garlic. That's a little bit of a different sugya. It's not even onion and garlic. Rabbi say, it's a seasoning. It's something that is avida l'taima. It's put in there in order to strengthen the taste. What happens if that item of avida l'taima is in my taruvis and is treif, but I have shishim against it? So it's nicker. We say it's not bottle. But there's a major machlokus amongst the Rishonim, and it's a machlokus that posed in the Shulchan Aruch. Is that not batal midoraisa, or is that a chumra d'rabba? Do you say that fundamentally shishim works over here because we have the credentials, we have the amount, we have the shear, we have the din bittel, and therefore even the fact that it's avida l'taima doesn't matter because I have bittel b'shishim, and therefore this chumra is only a chumra d'rabbanon? Or do I say, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no, once there's tam there, so then your shishim is ignored. It's as if you don't have shishim. Everything's all about tam, and something that's avida l'taima, and issa that's avida l'taima, is not batal what? Not midrabanan, but minatayra. You're missing the fundamentals of bittul b'shishim. You have tam over here. Bittul b'shishim is only there because it's going to counteract what? Nisinas tam. Said the Rav, perhaps that Nekuda is our very nafkamina over here. How could the Ramah say, how could the Ramah have the chutzpah to say that what?
You go baser shma. Ask the shach. But there's tam over here. Perhaps the Rama held, and we don't pass him like this, Rabbi say. We go with the shach on this one. The Prima Gadol writes like that beferish. Something so fundamental that ad kedekach that it's even a chiddush that I can't even believe that there's a Rama that says this. But says the Rama, no. You have shishim over here. And even if you have taste, doesn't matter. I can call this a min b'mino, and I could say there's a din bittul here. There's a shear. There's the isser is taken care of in terms of my measurements of rov, and that is sufficient for the halacha of bittul barov. You reach the level of shishim, and even if there's toast, I can ignore the taste. Rabbi say daraisa and the rabbanon. The Rambam is saying, says the mechaber, how can I say salek es eno mino v'havik min b'mino? Because the mechaber perhaps held that what this is a din bittul. And as long as I can find a way to be mevatel, how do I find a way to be mevatel it? I have a taruvis that taruvis says min b'mino is bittul barov, and on a level d'oraisa that's good. So the fact that there's nesinas tam doesn't matter. It's only nesinas tam without a din bittul. But as long as within your concoction you have a taruvis that lends itself to bittul, and there's halacha called bittul, so then I could say ignore the other thing and it's mutter. The shach looks at this shear. If the shach was sitting down in my shear right now, he would think this is crazy. Everything you're saying is literally, no pun intended, treif, treif, treif. And everything's about tam. And I think that this is a ridiculous. And I'm arguing on a level d'oraisa. Everybody said there's so many nafkaminas to what we're saying right now. You could have two people in the same community, and one could hold what you're cooking is treif, and one could hold what you're cooking is heter gomer. It's unbelievable, everybody said, but that's what it says. That's what it says. You want to know bottom line lahalocha, how we paskin? We paskin like the shach. You have to have, get rid of tam, and that's the way we're going to assume for the rest of the year. However, in lomdus, in terms of the mechaber and the ramah, in these situations, do we have a theory that we could explain it? Yes. And it already started developing within the Rambam by min b'mino, why you need shishim, because you need to take care of the chetz of the iser. So now we're actually going to have kulas based on that theory, that once you reach a shir bittel, you're already A-OK, even though there is nesinas tam. Chiddush nifla ad lama'ot. But that's what the Rav said, yeah.
I understand the lumness of the Rav. I don't understand. We instituted, where is shishim coming from? Before today, we've all been saying shishim's coming, because what is shishim? Shishim means it gets rid of the nesinas tam,
yeah.
Right? So I don't understand that, how the whole premise of shishim is coming in because, oh, it's getting rid of the nesinas tam. How could the Ramah could say it's baser shma, even though there's still nesinas tam? The whole idea of shishim, the principle of shishim, is to get rid of the nesinas
correct.
Tam.
Correct. So the Rav said, but what happens in situations where you have a din, where that was just a footnote, a step to get to the goal of a shir bittul? What happens if I have a situation
there's
that
no
I can
bittul.
Have?
No
sure,
bittul.
There is. What happens if you have a double taruvis, min b'mino and min sheino b'mino? So just the fact that you have tam doesn't necessarily cause me to be problem. You're in the shach's world. You're right.
Yes.
But the Rav said, as long as I can get a din bittul, I could check off din bittul and say that this is bittul through one of my mechanisms called bittul barov, so then that would be mutter. And the sinas tam is not the antithesis of din bittul. It's just a way to get to a shear in bittul. But ultimately, what do I need? I need a halacha called din bittul.
So according to the Ramah, I could literally, something could essentially, no, chazer's not a good example because it's not min b'mino, but something could literally taste so treif, essentially, and it's shishim, and I can eat it.
It's
and the mechaber too.
Mechaber.
There's no taste really.
If you have min b'mino and min sheino b'mino, that case, salek. Salek.
Like, get a nashim, min b'min.
Salek. Your case is salek, you're asking me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the mechaber. It's what it says.
I know.
Yeah.
What was the part of Avida L'taima?
So I was just highlighting the idea through Avida L'taima. Something could give off tam. And yet, many poskim could hold that that's the reason, the fact that it's not batal, past shishim, is only midrabbanan. How's that possible? But there's taste there. And if everything's taste-based, if all shishim is there is just a shear to get to the rid of the taste, so when it tastes past shishim, so then obviously it's not going to be batal minatayra. Comes along many poskim and say, no, it's just a chumr midrabbanan. Ask the Rav, how's that possible? What do you mean? There's taste there. And shishim is only a shear of shishim because it's to get around taste. The answer is because you have bittul. Shishim is a shear of bittul. And as long as I can check off that I have a shear of bittul over here, the fact that there's taste on a level of deraisa is not necessarily going to cause me to have a problem. That was the Rav's mahalach. Massive chiddush, but Rabbi Yisai, it's not his chiddush. He's just trying to explain away some very, very difficult makaris. Yeah.
Well,
using the Rav's Lundas for a Devashish Matirim, there's no Bittel, why would Shishim matter? No idea.
Shishim doesn't matter by Devashish Matirim, it's Yifil Be'elful Bittel. We hold Devashish Matirim is never Bittel. Chumra Durabon. Yeah.
So according to the Shach, in case of a Bittel of Taiva, you'd say okay?
According to the Shach, the way it should come out of the Rav's Lumdis, Avida L'Taima should be an Asa D'Araisa. Problem is the Shach doesn't say that. That's a problem. That's the Kasha on the Rav's Lumdis. The Shach himself quotes Rishayin and that say Avida L'Taima is the Rabbana. But the way I'm presenting right now, the Shach should come out, Avida Rav's Lumdis, the Lumdis of the Shach, is that if there's Tom over here, you're missing the Yesodos. I only care about Tom. And the reason why there's Shishim is because Shishim is assumed to be the reason to get away. So the answer is the Shach's going to tell you, okay, yeah, most of the time you get rid of Tom. And in those cases that you don't get rid of Tom, I really don't understand it. I don't know how those Shach's, those two Shach's, I don't know how they stem. It's a very difficult Shach. But according to the way I'm presenting it, the Shach cares and Shishim is only relevant about Tom. Yeah.
Yeah, so even
and that's the way we assume La'alacha, the Prima Gavim says.
According to the opinions that hold Bottle, that would be even they would agree that even if you know something is possible, right, it can't be like on purpose. You have to have gossip.
Yeah, we're not talking about that now, right now. Aim of Alanis Lechachil is not our sugya. We're not creating bittul. Yeah.
If at the very least it's a fun darabon, half the darama say
what?
If the taste is still there, but you're
being avidul taima?
Yeah.
By so those items, yeah.
Yes, yeah, so half the darama say that it would be much darabon and darabon. If at the very least it's going
to
be a
chumra darabanan. No. Those that avidul taima is talking about certain foods that are made to be strong tasting.
So that the Ramah would say it's not okay.
Right, exactly. So. That's beferish. Yeah, that's the Ramah paskins like that. Okay. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi. So that's in terms of just the Ramah. Yeah, Yosef.
The Rav quotes the Ramah.
I don't think he quotes the Ramah. I added the Ramah. I used that because we learned that Ramah, so I thought it fits very well. But Rabbi, say, why am I doing all this? That's perhaps a solution for Shitas Rashi. Rabbi, so let's go back. Rashi is quoting a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. He's saying not like Tosfos. He's saying that's the Yesoidus of what? Of Min B'Mino. The Rama is Paskin La'alacha like that Gemara. Even if you don't Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, he's saying that that's going to be the Yesod of Min B'Mino. That we use Basar Shema. We can ignore Tam. Rabosai, who is Rashi? What is Rashi Paskin in the situation of what? Kfela plus Shishim? What's the famous Rashi Shita that the Rishonim got upset about?
Both.
You need both. So we worked very hard to try to figure out why do you need both? What did we say? What am I suggesting right now, Rabbi Yisai? Perhaps now we can explain why a little bit better, why you need both. Rashi says, great, Kfela. So you took care of what? Tom. But maybe you don't only need to take care of Tom. Maybe you need what? Shishim for a din bittel. A din bittel. The Isser is still there even past Tom. So perhaps that's Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is that what, based on everything we're saying in the Ramah, is now why Rashi Shita, why you need Kfela plus Shishim. Do we paskin like that? Maybe, maybe not. But we at least now can use this to explain Shitas Rashi. So, when all the dust settles, when the sugya comes to a close in terms of mimimino, in terms of shishim, in terms of everything else, Rabosai, basically what it comes out to be is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. How do you look at shishim? How do you look at shishim? Is shishim just about tam? And therefore, when you have a gemara in Avodah Zarah that talks about basar shema, you have to say, that's a limited gemara. That's only a chumra in Yayin Nesech. That is not a din of what? Actual Nesinas Tam, and therefore you would never go Basar Shema in a real classic Isser case, just like who? Just like the Shach, and the Shach actually quotes our Tosfos to Paskin against the Ramah in our situation, but we are now saying this Rashi, that Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, actually fits with a Ramah that uses these Gemaras actually to derive the way Rashi Paskins, and the Ramah actually himself Paskin's Basar Shema, even in a situation where there's Tam, And I'm telling you that that could be Miyashev, our other Rashi that we learned a few weeks ago, a few months ago, that what? That the Ramah paskind that you need Kfela plus Shvishim, because just because you got around Tam doesn't necessarily mean you have the Din Bittel that you need to take care of, Rabbi Yisai. Everything just got sewn and basically combined to be one long sugya and everything that we're discussing. Rabbi Yisai, yeah, Sammy.
So you said Rashi versus Tosos. So
Rashi versus Tosos. So I'm just using this Rashi that Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda with Mimimino, which Tosos disagrees with all of his premises and rejects him in all of those premises. So happens to be that Rashi fits very well with what we're suggesting, because Rashi in the sugya of Kvela plus Shishim holds that just because you have a Kvela that's telling you there's no Tam in this Taruvis doesn't necessarily make it Mutter, because until you have the Din Bittel, you are not going to now make this Taruvis Mutter, which the other Rishonim rejected and said you would never need Shishim in addition to the Kvela. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, that's just in terms of all of these dinim and all of these Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tzadiches and the end of this part of the sugya. The only last thing that we have to do, Rabbi Yisai, and then we'll close for Chazara, is the last part of the Taisis is a geshmaka, cheerful sugya, Rabbi Yisai, an enjoyable sugya. That's